Time now to visit with the Patriots right tackle, who is with us, Sebastian Vollmer, after another day of work as the Patriots reconvene today at Gillette Stadium to get ready for the New York Jets. Sebastian, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Congratulations. 6 years in the NFL and six division championships for you since being drafted out of the University of Houston in the second round back in 2009. And I'm sure each is special in its own right, but given the circumstances of the last year for you in particular, having come off the injury that ended 2013 for you, and to work your way back as you did, and then to start the way this team did after four games and turn things around, is this especially gratifying? Is there a different dimension, an extra reward to this particular championship?
Not sure I can answer that quite yet, just because of, I think it's more like a thing where you, at the end of the career, you look back and then, you know, see what really happened and what that team was all about. Obviously, you know, we kind of moved forward pretty quickly. We enjoyed it for the day, and now obviously we're on to the Jets and finish off the season pretty strong. So, you know, I guess I revisit that championship at the end of my career.
When we talk about the performance of the team on Sunday in particular, one of the things that stands out to me is the lack of recognition on our broadcast, for example, of Cameron Wake and the rest of those Miami pass rushers. We didn't call their names very much, even putting pressure on Tom Brady. You guys did an outstanding job of protecting him, it seemed, in Sunday's game. How proud are you of the way, especially the second half when you guys outscored the Dolphins 27-0, but the job that you did against Wake and the Dolphins after that first meeting in Miami?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are always tough. I mean, you know, again, with the Jets coming up, another divisional opponent, I feel like those guys always play us tough. It doesn't really, you know, matter records or previous games, anything like that. Whoever we play in our division, it's always a tough matchup. And so, especially for the offensive line, I feel like, you know, they're all the pass rushers. Like you were just saying, you know, with Cam Wake and Notic and, you know, Fox, all those guys, they're really good. And again, now moving forward with the Jets, you know, kind of have the same challenge upon us.
Yeah, there's no chance ever in this league, it seems, to catch your breath. It seems like every week you're answering questions about another front seven that's outstanding. And then the Jets' case, of course, it's been one of the trademarks for the Jets under Rex Ryan. In addition, you mentioned being a divisional foe. Can you describe just how intense division games are compared to others because of the familiarity the two teams have with one another?
Yeah, obviously when you're in the league for a few years, your opponent, you know, tends to stay the same for a long time. And then by playing each other, you know, what, twice a year, kind of get familiar with personnel and with schemes and stuff. So I think you can't really risk falling into that trap of just assuming you know everybody. You know, you still got to put your work in and study and really prepare. Well, like you were just saying, you know, the Jets have been good up front for a while, and, you know, they have a lot of good players. And I think it's going to be a big challenge for us, you know, to protect Tom and, you know, get the run game going, whatever it requires.
We're joined by Sebastian Vollmer. I would also imagine that the Jets will be very emotional going into that game, playing at home. It's their home finale this season. Reports in New York are that it could be Rex Ryan's final home game as the head coach of the Jets. And that aside, whether it's Rex Ryan or anybody else, when it's Jets-Patriots, it's extra intense. The games that you've played against New York, what stands out for you? What's a defining characteristic of a Jets-Patriots battle?
I feel like it's always, well, most of the time at least, it's a close game. You know, I mean, just look at, you know, the game you already played against them this year. Last year was about the same, but it's always a tough battle. You know, it's a game for 60 minutes. It can, you know, tend to keep it close, and, you know, I feel like that was play as well, and you know, we try to do the same and hopefully be victorious at the end.
Sebastian Vollmer, last time the Patriots went on the road, you played two games at Green Bay and then at San Diego. The visit to San Diego, did that take you back in any way, at least when you've gone to San Diego in the past, to your first experience in this country playing football? You came over from Germany, played in the Global Junior Championships in San Diego. Do you relive that experience, or what do you remember about that experience, the first introduction to American football in the States?
That's a long time ago. I thought about it. That's true. I mean, I didn't stay in the same area, so it didn't look quite the same. But, yeah, I mean, it was a neat experience. It got me my public exposure to, you know, American football in the States and high competition level and all that stuff. So I really enjoyed it, and, you know, the actually stay with Getz family at that point, and you know they were super nice to me, and overall it was a great experience. And obviously, luckily he won a couple weeks ago, and you know hopefully it continues to win.
Sure, you were recruited by the University of Houston. Moving forward from that point in time, after you picked up football at a relatively late age as a teenager, born in Dusseldorf, your hometown is it Karst? Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Karst, Germany, right. Near the Rhine River. Yep. Right. What turned you on to football as a teenager? How did you discover this American sport?
Well, to keep it short, I was a soccer player, like about every European boy, I would say, and I was a swimmer also. And when I got older, I'd concentrated on swimming, quit soccer. But after I was done with swimming, I really enjoyed the team sport aspect of football, or really of any team sport. But you know, I got bigger, strong, and all that stuff. So I wanted a physical challenge. And a buddy of mine took me to a local club team, and I really loved what they were all about. And you know, I got stuck, and that's really how it happened.
And Sebastian, the competition in Germany, American football was getting more and more exposure. How good was the quality of competition you were facing, whether it was kids like yourself who were German natives or perhaps the offspring of American servicemen from the U.S. Air Force Army bases in Germany? Did you face stiff competition, or did you really have to elevate the level of play once you came to the United States at the collegiate level?
I would say those teams, at least teams I played on, compared to a high school team. So I think they have some really good athletes, some good coaching, and so when I came to the States and played in college, I definitely had to get better. I mean, I didn't feel completely prepared, for what I was in. So it took me about a year or so to really catch on. So yeah, I definitely had to make another step. You know, still been doing it since then.
How much exposure did you have to the Patriots themselves? I mean, this was a team that was so dominant in the early part of the decade, and to Tom Brady, to Bill Belichick, and the franchise as a whole?
I remember the first football game I watched was the Super Bowl against the Rams, so that was pretty cool that I ended up here.
It's worked out so great for you, and a big reason why early in your career was your offensive line coach, Dante Scarnecchia. Can you explain the influence that he had, the impact on your career, and now what this first year has been for you post-Dante's retirement with Dave DeGuglielmo as your offensive line coach?
Yeah, I really enjoyed working with Scar, and he was the only coach till Googs came here. I had, and you know, felt like he really developed me as a young player, and then showed me, you know, what a pro football player is all about. And now I'm trying to take another step with Gooch, you know, just getting to know different coaching styles and different techniques, and really, you know, try to combine them, and I'm trying to do the best I can and really grow as a football player.
Our guest is Sebastian Vollmer. A couple of more minutes with the offensive lineman, right tackle for the Patriots, who Pro Football Focus today named to its All-Pro team, a ranking service evaluating and breaking down video of the NFL players, and certainly that's a compliment. You've been All-Pro in the past in 2010. You've got a couple of countrymen who are now playing in the NFL, Bjorn Werner, most notably among them from the Indianapolis Colts. Marcus Kuhn is a guy that we came across with the New York Giants in the preseason. What do you see in terms of the future of football overseas in Europe? A lot of people, of course, believe it's going to be sooner rather than later when London has an NFL franchise. Do you see eventually football growing at the grassroots level in Europe to the point where the NFL will mine more and more talent from there?
I think so. So just comparing when I first started, like people in the stands, there were maybe 150, 200 people there, mostly family members or friends. And now it really picks up. I mean, obviously nothing is as big as soccer is, but the interest is definitely there. And I feel like the media outlets are covering it more and more. And so when the NFL Europe was still there, I feel that certain cities like Dusseldorf and Frankfurt, Berlin, a lot of the German teams had a big following. And so obviously I'm not in the business world of the football operations, but, you know, as a European and as a football fan and as a player, I would, you know, love to see a team there. And I feel like that would be a good following.
Patriots have played in London in the recent past, and it figures sometime in the very near future they will play there again. How's that experience for you playing on European soil?
Oh, it was great. One, because we played at Wimbledon, which is, you know, it's a pretty significant stadium for Europeans. And, you know, it's close to home for me. My friends and family flew in, and we're about an hour away. So that was great. And then, I don't know, just seeing the excitement of the people. Felt like they were cheering for everything and just really trying to learn about the game. And my dad was telling me a story that a little kid had a different jersey on, switch at halftime just because he liked the other team better. And, you know, I felt like I really enjoyed playing in front of those people, and I felt like they enjoyed watching us.
Does your family come over to the States much to see you play?
They do. I wouldn't say much. They try to come maybe once, sometimes twice a year, and I try to do the same going over there. So, about once or twice.
Before I let you go with Sebastian Vollmer, I've got to ask the gratuitous soccer questions or football for those back in the homeland. How happy were you? How happy was the family with the World Cup? Can you describe what the excitement level? Because Germany had been so close so many different times in the recent past to capturing the World Cup championship, but to win it the way they did this year.
Yeah, that's right. I remember watching it and trying to get my teammates to watch it with me and trying to get some excitement going, but most of the time I ended up doing it by myself. But yeah, I was really excited, really happy for those guys. And, you know, but like you were saying, they were really close for, I think, three times in a row, 12 years. And, you know, I'm glad it finally worked for them again. And, you know, it's definitely a good feeling, and I'm really happy for those guys.
And finally, at the same time, here at Gillette Stadium, of course, so much excitement created by the New England Revolution, mm-hmm. and a big reason why Jermaine Jones, of course, the German player who performed so well for the U.S. national team under a German Jurgen Klinsmann, the head coach of USA. I mean, the ascent of soccer in this country will be due in large part to people like Jermaine Jones and Jurgen Klinsmann. That's got to make you proud.
Yeah, that's great. Watching the Revolution and trying to follow them, and you know, I'm glad they made it as far as they did. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but like I said, soccer has always been a German mainstay, and you know, I think they would probably kind of stay the number one sport there for a long time, and probably forever. And it's a good feeling. I feel like they're kind of spreading their wings and coming overseas, and you know, trying to play with other people.
Well, Sebastian, if that other football continues to grow in popularity the way we expect it to, certainly you'll have a big part in that. Congratulations on the division championship once again, one for every season in the NFL. All the best this weekend, and appreciate your time.